Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, February 29th. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is south at 13 with gusts to 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 14 degrees and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The USD 246 school district is set to implement a four-day school week in response to the teacher shortage issue in Kansas. Julio Flores has more.
Superintendent Dr. Ray Streeter and the school board have voted in favor of the change, citing the need for teacher recruitment and retention. He also stated the USD 246 school district has issues with students missing school, and he says he feels as though giving students an extra day off each week can make them more comfortable and more energized. Despite the day off, students will be in school an additional 45 minutes each day. I'm Lou Flores.
Wildfire risk remains elevated across Kansas today, with fires already scorching dozens of acres this week. Six homes east of Liberal in Seward County were damaged this week. The Liberal Area Coalition for Families is accepting donations to help families affected by the house fires. And the American Red Cross has also been out making sure those displaced families have everything they need. Donations are always welcome. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $4.1 million in tax credits will once again be made available under the Kansas Department of Commerce's Community Service Tax Credit Program, or CSP. CSP assists private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities who are undertaking major capital campaigns for projects that involve community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and health care services. Under this program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions towards approved products, and the organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Tolan said CSP tax credits help a wide variety of community-led projects come to fruition, as the program benefits organizations and donors alike as they collaboratively work to improve their hometowns by supporting projects that positively impact a community's overall economic health and quality of life. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. For example, projects might include a capital campaign, major equipment purchase, major renovation, or capacity building, among others. The application window is open from March 1st through April 30th, and applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits. Applicant organizations in rural areas with less than 15,000 in population are eligible for a 70% credit, and applicant organizations in non-rural areas are eligible for a 50% credit. If an organization is interested in applying for the CSP program, the Department of Commerce invites them to an introductory webinar at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 1st. Registration is required, and for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Highway Patrol will join other law enforcement agencies from Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma in partnership with the Seatbelts Are For Everyone, or SAFE, program for a two-week seatbelt enforcement beginning Monday, February 26th through Friday, March 8th. Troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around high schools to raise awareness of roadway safety and the importance of wearing seatbelts. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens aged 15 to 18 in the United States, ahead of all other types of injury, disease, or violence. Colonel Eric Smith, the superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol, said seatbelts have been proven to save lives and prevent injuries, and it's their goal to make sure all citizens of Kansas buckle up in all seating positions. So please slow down and put distractions away, as safe driving behaviors can help prevent crashes on Kansas roadways. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools. Law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicles and remind teens that driving is a privilege and encourage them to learn about the importance of driving safely. For the latest crash data, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation Drive to Zero Crash Dashboard at ksdot.gov. Kansas State University celebrated its state economic impacts as University President Richard Linton shared the results of an economic impact study the university conducted, saying that they are pleased with their findings because in the fiscal year of 2023 alone, Kansas State University contributed a staggering $2.3 billion to the economy in Kansas. Linton said for Kansas taxpayers, every dollar they contribute to the university brings back $8.57 for the state's economy. K-State Senior Vice President for Executive Affairs and Chief of Staff, Marshall Stewart, said they're there to serve the people who invest heavily in the university, and the school is doing just that with K-State 105, which is a project Linton kicked off in September of 2022 that will conclude next month when he finishes visiting all 105 counties in Kansas. And he said he's listened to members of each community for ways the university can serve them better. Now, he said it's time for the university and legislators to deliver for Kansans. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $10 million is available to enhance broadband infrastructure statewide through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program, and grants funded through the program are designed to offset the capital expenses that are needed to deploy in unserved areas. In its fourth year through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 3 years of this program, high-speed internet has been delivered to 8,000 homes and businesses in 25 counties, and the cumulative $15 million generated another $17.5 million in matching funds. The application period runs from January 29th to March 11th, and for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, a Hall County judge has denied a motion to transfer the case of a Donovan teen accused in a human trafficking investigation, as 17-year-old Cody Holum faces over a dozen charges in Hall County District Court, including several counts of human trafficking of a minor and first-degree sexual assault. Prosecutors said he used social media to target girls and get nude photos, which he then shared. He's pled not guilty to the charges. Court records show his attorneys filed a motion to transfer the case to juvenile court, and the court heard testimony on the matter earlier this month. In its evaluation, the court said a major concern was that the term of juvenile probation would last around 1 year based on Holum's age, and that time period may not be enough for the rehabilitation that's necessary and is not a significant amount of time for the crimes charged should Holum be convicted. The court denied the motion on Wednesday, saying Holum will be an adult soon and his actions were extremely concerning. It added that Holum was sophisticated in his attempts and ultimately succeeded in exploiting multiple individuals. The court ruled while Holum had no prior criminal history, his actions are a threat to public safety, and he absolutely understood and knew what he was doing while contacting the multiple victims. A judge set a pretrial conference for March 12th with a jury trial scheduled to begin on April 1st. Firefighters made progress on Wednesday in extinguishing a large wildfire near North Platte, and the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency said snow and other moisture helped suppress the Betty's Way fire. As of Tuesday afternoon, the fire had burned 71,022 acres in Lincoln and Custer counties. And according to the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency, about 60 people are still working on managing the complex wildfire, which is at 82% containment. And once the fire is contained, some hot spots will continue to burn for several days. Fire managers will continue to monitor conditions throughout the weekend, including the potential of strong winds. Governor Pillen has declared an emergency, which provided support from state agencies like the Nebraska National Guard. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency determined that the fire was caused by a lawnmower. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation at 10:23 a.m. on Monday due to increased fire weather conditions that will continue through the rest of the week. This declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance as warmer conditions, strong winds, and low relative humidity will create high to very high weather conditions for many parts of the state. Governor Kelly said weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires, so she urges everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning, if at all possible, because a single spark is enough to touch off a fire that could have devastating consequences. Rodney Redninger, the Assistant Fire Management Officer for the Kansas Forest Service, said everyone can do their part to prevent unwanted fires. If there are opportunities to avoid welding, using cutting torches or other activities that could cause a spark, please do so over the next few days. However, if you must engage in spark-causing activities, make sure to have a fire extinguisher, water pressure can, or other tool for extinguishing ready for a fire that could ignite. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management will staff the State Emergency Operations Center starting on Tuesday, February 27th, to assist counties and local responders if requested. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $7,753.29 in the January and February grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Valley Hope Association, which received $5,000 for their Patient Essential Fund, and Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, which received $2,753.29 for a portable power lift. The Norton County Community Foundation's grant, Valley Hope, will be designated to assist patients at the Norton location with essential items through the Patient Essential Fund. Each day, patients arrive at Valley Hope of Norton seeking residential drug and alcohol treatment, and oftentimes patients arrive with only the clothes on their backs, lacking the resources to meet their immediate needs. So the Patient Essential Fund will help fill the gap, funding immediate needs such as clothing, treatment-related books, and dental visits, as clinical, nursing, and business office staff work closely with each patient to determine their needs and financial capacity. With their grant funds from the Norton County Community Foundation, Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas will purchase a Hoyer Advance E-Power Lift sling and additional battery for the Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. The staff at the center will utilize the power lift system for the transfer of individuals from one location to another, providing safe and secure transfer for the individuals receiving services and minimizing the risk of injury to staff. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org, and applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. New Age Industrial has announced the promotion of Scott Schrum to Assistant National Sales Manager of the Material Handling Division. Scott is a driven business leader with over 30 years of success driving growth through effective sales and management strategies, and he holds a Bachelor of Business Administration degree with a minor in economics obtained from the University of Kansas. The vice president at New Age Industrial, Tom Sharp, said that with his deep commitment to customer focus, workplace safety, and efficiency, Scott truly embodies the core values of New Age Industrial. Sharp added that Schrum's ability to build strong, meaningful relationships will be crucial as they continue to expand their national presence. They're thrilled to have him on the leadership team, as his expertise in supply chain optimization and problem-solving skills will drive improvements throughout their operations and benefit their customers as well. In his new position, Scott will collaborate with the New Age Industrial sales and marketing teams, along with the manufacturer's representatives, to secure existing businesses and generate new opportunities. Additionally, he will represent the company at key national trade shows alongside the material handling team. Schrum shared that they have a unique opportunity to empower business by improving efficiency, safety, and overall operations through customized solutions. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pocket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Italian pasta bake, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 60 and windy, with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, widespread haze between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. and patchy smoke after 11 p.m. It should be mostly clear with a low around 28 and breezy, with a south wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, there'll be widespread haze before 8 a.m. and patchy fog between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 67. And on Friday night, it should be clear with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. On Monday, sunny with a high near 58. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is south at 13 with gusts to 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Now it's time for your Kansas sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. KU has agreed to a new contract for head football coach Lance Leipold that features a significant raise in salary to more than $7 million per season. The new contract doesn't feature any new years in the deal that runs through 2029, but features a raise from $5 million to $7 million he made in 2023 as another sign of Kansas's aggressive commitment to football in recent years under athletic director Travis Goff. The raise makes Leipold top three in average salary in the Big 12. The Chiefs have placed the franchise tag on cornerback Legarius Sneed, according to Bleacher Report's Jordan Schultz. That will place a $19.8 million cap hold on the payroll, but ensures Sneed will not reach the market. This will keep their focus on a Chris Jones new contract, knowing they can revisit Sneed talks later due to the tag. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler is also reporting that the team is releasing veteran wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling in a move that will save more than $12 million per year. He had initially signed a three-year deal worth $30 million with the Chiefs in 2022. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Office in downtown Wichita. Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's attorneys, a partner men can count on. CordellCordell.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have some high-level clouds that are spreading into southern Kansas ahead of a closed low-pressure system currently over the desert southwest. That system is going to be strengthening, resulting in a gusty 25 to 35 mile per hour wind this afternoon. You combine that with relative humidity between 15 and 20%. We have a red flag warning in effect across a large part of north central and northeast Kansas here this afternoon. This disturbance does pass through tonight. Could see some areas of light rain along and southeast of the Kansas Turnpike. Warming temperatures tomorrow, 70s likely on Saturday, near 80 by Sunday, and a cool front moves through on Sunday evening. In northwestern Kansas today, fairly quiet weather with a high temperature in the low 60s. Mostly sunny today. It'll be windy with a high in the upper 50s in north central Kansas. Breezy and 55 in the northeast part of the state. Partly cloudy and windy 55 in southwestern Kansas. Windy again, low 50s in the south central part of the state. A slight chance of rain in southeastern Kansas with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather, Dan Holliday. Cattle futures were under pressure Wednesday with feeder contracts showing the greatest effect. The market may be making a price correction, which would change the market sentiment. Hogs were able to eke out a higher close again after first making new highs in some contracts. As far as the grains are concerned, corn futures are slightly higher this morning after another higher close on Wednesday. This was the third consecutive higher close, which hasn't occurred since mid-January. For soybeans, they're lower this morning, pressured by continued weakness in soybean meal and relatively heavy deliveries of soybeans and soybean oil in the first notice day. As for wheat, wheat futures are higher this morning after a lower correction during Wednesday's session. Weakness in world wheat values continues to be the bearish driver in the marketplace. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.